Okay, good morning. Thanks for the introduction. This is the title of my talk, Featherlight, a Speculative Task Parallelism. So Featherlight is a task-based parallel programming model for Java, and it is used for speculative parallelism, exposing exploitative parallelism. And as the name suggests, it's very lightweight. That is, it's very easy to use and without losing the performance. It offers both high productivity and high performance. So this is the outline of my talk. I'll start with a brief introduction of what is a speculative parallelism, where do we use it. Then I'll talk about the contribution of the work. Then I will present a brief motivational analysis to present why this work is important. And then I'll talk about the insights which we are using and our approach to implement those insights. And then I will present what is the implementation and experimental evaluation, and then I'll conclude. So goal-based exploration. So graph traversal algorithms are very popular. It's being used in many applications these days. So goal-based exploration is a type of graph traversal algorithm where you basically traverse the graph in different directions, and the goal is to find some set of node, like one node or maybe more than one node. So the examples for that, taking the real world example, so whenever you try to search for people or entity or places in a social networking website, so that's kind of exploratory search. You're looking for a particular person or a place which is a node in the whole big graph. The other example is Google Maps, where you want to go from point A to point B, and there are various routes to take you to point B from point A, and the map suggests you what is the optimal path, which is the shortest path algorithm. Then finding the winning move in a game tree, for example, N queens problem, where you have N queens and the goal is to place those N queens on N into N boards such that no two queens can attack each other. And the traveling salesman problem, where you traverse all the given nodes in a space, and the goal is to go through each of them in a shortest way, right? Without just traversing once. So, what is a speculative parallel programming? So, it's just by definition, it's a parallel programming for goal-based exploration. So in the graph traversal algorithms which we saw earlier, there will be a set of node which you have to search, and those becomes the goal of your problem. And it's a very compute intensive problem because depending on how big the graph is, it requires a lot of computation. So we use parallel programming for identifying those nodes in parallel, the goal which you are looking after. So that becomes a speculative task parallelism. Why it is a speculative? Because there are many routes to go from point A to point B. And when you're using parallel programming, you traverse each of those routes in parallel, thinking one of them could give you the result. So it becomes a speculative parallel programming. One point to note here is that out of all the available routes, it's not possible to reach the node through each of the routes. Some of the routes which you are taking may not lead to the goal which you are looking after, right? So it's a very irregular problem and very compute intensive. Other thing to note in a speculative parallel programming is that if one of the thread has found the goal which is looking after, then it doesn't make sense to allow other threads to continue the computation. When the goal is searched, you would like to announce to all the participants, all the threads, that hey, I have found the goal, so please terminate. So the search should terminate as soon as the goal has been found. So let us try to understand what I just mentioned in the previous slide using an example. The example I'm going to take is again for a goal-based exploration. And this is unbalanced tree search. It's a UTS to be in short. It's a very famous microkernel being used for evaluating parallel programming runtimes. So how does it look like? The tree is very unbalanced. Each node can have n number of children, n could vary, 0 to anything. And what we're trying to do here, we are trying to identify that red node in the tree, the one on the last edge, the downmost. So that is our search criteria, to find the red node in this unbalanced tree. So if we apply the simple depth first search, then this is how it will proceed. And talking about the time required for this DFS is 21 units, the number of nodes which you are trying to traverse. So it could be a very compute intensive problem depending on how many nodes are there in the graph. So the other solution is to use parallel programming here. Okay, so for using parallel programming, let's take the case of three threads. We have identified that since there are three outgoing edges from the root, so let us have three threads, and each of those threads can traverse each of those edges in parallel. Okay, so now this is how the traversal will proceed. Each of the threads would traverse until they have seen all the nodes in this tree. One of them, that is the T3, has found the node, and the total time taken is like this. T1 took 7 units because there are 7 nodes, T2 took 9 units, 9 nodes, and T3 took 5 units. Now if you see here, T3 is taking 5 units and it's less compared to T1 and T2. But if we just use parallel programming, although we have improved the execution time, that is from 21 units to X, where that X is not 5, the X would be 9 units. So we are getting 4 units of redundant computation. And why is that? Because although T3 was able to find the goal in 5 units, it was not able to convey that the goal has been found to all other threads, that is T1 and T2. So this is speculative task parallelism, and we need some way to convey to the other members, other participant, other thread, that hey, the goal has been found, so please terminate. So that's become the challenges. So the first challenge, software parallelism is very difficult to identify and expose. In the previous example of three threads, I hard coded it for running with three threads because I saw that there are three outgoing edges from the root. But depending on how big the graph and how unbalanced it is, it's not a feasible solution. So ideally, we'd like to increase the number of threads when we have lot more parallelism, lot many cores available to us. But then how to create the task, how to identify the task which we can map to the threads what we are going to create. So software parallelism is very difficult to identify and expose, but luckily there are many parallel programming runtimes, which is task-based parallel programming model, which uses the concept of dynamic task creation. This can handle this scenario, like you can create tasks rather than creating threads. You can identify this is a task, and then the runtime can map the task to the thread on its own. And that is done by using work stealing runtime. But how to cancel the task? You have created the task, and the runtime has mapped the task to the thread, but how to cancel it? So if we go back to the same example, so if we want to do a speculative task cancellation, that is, we have three tasks, each one running on each of the three threads. The first task is trying to identify the red node in the leftmost, second one on the middle one, and the third one on the right side. So here, as soon as the thread T1 has found the red node, if there is a capability for using a speculative task cancellation, then T3 can basically announce to thread T1 and T2 that hey, the goal has been found, so you shouldn't continue the computation, please terminate. So in that case, we would be able to wrap up this computation in just 5 units. We'll save those 4 units. But that is the challenge. The challenge is how to do that. And that becomes the motivation for this work. So what are the contributions? In this work, we have proposed a featherlight programming model. It's a novel programming model. It is for a speculative task parallelism that supports serial elision and doesn't require task cancellation checks. So two things to note here, serial elision and task cancellation checks. So serial elision means if you have the sequential implementation given to you and you prepare the parallel implementation, but if it is possible to just erase all those parallel constructs what you have used in the parallel version, and if you are able to get back your serial version back without any other changes, just take an eraser and rub the parallel APIs. If that is allowed, then the parallel programming model you are using, it supports serial elision. So Featherlight supports serial elision. The APIs which we'll talk about, if you simply erase those APIs, you will get back to the sequential code which was originally given to you. It doesn't require task cancellation check, so I'll talk about what is task cancellation check is in the next slide. We use a very lightweight runtime for implementing this parallel programming model. And how do we do that? We leverage the existing mechanisms which are there in Java Virtual Machine and most of the managed runtimes. Although this is for JVM, but it can be used on all the managed runtimes. So the third contribution is a detailed productivity study. We have done two different kinds of productivity study. The first one is based on the lines of code. We have compared our Featherlight implementation with two different implementations in terms of lines of code. And also, we asked the students in a classroom in a parallel programming course. Basically, I teach a parallel programming course in IIIT Delhi. And we taught the students about task-based parallelism. And then we gave them the set of examples, test cases, what we have, and asked them to prepare the two different versions, and we measured the productivity. That is, we noted down the time, how much it takes to implement the Featherlight from the sequential implementation versus the other one. And these are the two different productivity analysis which we have done. And we have also done a detailed performance study using both micro benchmarks and a real world benchmark. So let's start with a motivating analysis. So we have the same UTS implementation. This is the sequential DFS. Now, the code, I'm going to show you the code now. It's very simple. You might have already written it several times. So the first thing is you create a Boolean variable, which is marked to false. Then start the recursion with the root node. And the recursion would basically traverse through all the nodes. And if it finds the red node, it will simply set the found Boolean variable as true and return from there. Okay, and if the node is not found, it will simply recurse through all the child and do the same thing. Okay, so this is the sequential implementation. So this is very easy. Now we'll take another parallel programming model in Java, which is Java FolkJoin. So how does it look like if I use Java FolkJoin to implement a parallel version of this algorithm using a speculative task parallelism? So Java FolkJoin supports a speculative parallelism. So this is the code. I'll not go through the code, but what I want to show you here is the LOC, which was the lines of code, which was 15 in the original sequential implementation, has blown up to 27. And that's not just the increase in the line of code, but also the code complexity also, although we haven't measured that. But this identifies that it was easy to write the sequential DFS of that UTS versus writing the same in Java FolkJoin implementation. Okay, so it's easy versus what is hard using the existing implementation. Why it is hard? We don't have the support for serial elision. If you rub all the parallel APIs or keywords from there, you won't get the sequential version back. So no serial elision. And serial elision denotes how much easy it is to write a parallel version of the sequential algorithm. The other major issue is here that we have to do explicit granularity control of the tasks which we are going to create. So if we end up creating too many tasks, it will lead to overhead. So the programmer has to insert the checks whether the task I'm going to create is optimal in size. I shouldn't create too many tasks, or I shouldn't create too less tasks. However, the good thing is that it supports task cancellation checks. It doesn't require the task cancellation check. What do I mean by that? As soon as the goal has been found, you can just call one API, which is called shutdown now, and it will terminate all the ongoing tasks on the all of the threads, all the participants. So no explicit programmer expertise required for introducing a speculative parallelism. You just have to call one API. So there it's good. However, that also has a limitation. It internally uses thread.interrupt. And if your program, by chance, is using try-catch exception handling block for interrupted exception, this is not going to work. So these are the observations with FolkJoin. Let us see another implementation. So this is a try-catch work stealing, which we initially introduced in Uppsala 2012. So here, we support serial elision. Why is that? You just use two different keywords here, finish and async, and that makes the serial implementation, what we have on the left hand side, as a parallel implementation. So the recurse function is the parallel, can be done in parallel. So you simply mark that as an async. And how to synchronize on the task? you basically want to synchronize when you are done, the entire recursion. So inside the search, we have the finish that defines the scope of parallelism. So here, the lines of code is same. It supports serialization, which is good. You don't need a special task granularity check. That is another important feature of try-catch work stealing. It does automatically granularity control. However, it doesn't support task cancellation. So you still have to use explicit task cancellation check. Now I'll show you what do I mean by task cancellation check. So we get back to the same try-catch work stealing implementation, but with the task cancellation check. So the first thing I want to do there is to mark that found variable instead of Boolean as an atomic Boolean. We have to make it thread safe. And then whenever the goal is found, the thread should simply mark that as true. That's it. And then every time you recurse, all the thread has to check whether the goal has been found. If it is found, you don't continue the execution, you simply return from there. Likewise, one more check before you spawn new task. So again, we are making it hard. Why it is hard? Because now the goal is one. So although it didn't took too many extra lines of code, but depending on how the algorithm is laid out and how many methods you are having in call chain, it can further complicate the check. Like example, if you have too many calls from recurse going forward, then in each of the method you will end up putting that cancellation check. So that makes it hard. Multiple search criteria can also complicate, and it can basically lead to data races if we don't use the cancellation tokens effectively. So the insights what we have in this work is that the cost of task cancellation should not occur in the common case. There shouldn't be explicit task cancellation check. It should only occur in the rare case. The rare case is when you find the goal. And how we implement it? We reuse existing mechanisms inside the JVM. The approach is, for task cancellation, we introduce two keywords in this featherlight programming model. Those two keywords are abort and finish. Abort is not a new keyword. It was introduced by Silk, but the meaning what we have for abort in featherlight is totally different from Silk. It's explained in the paper. So abort keyword is just to initiate the cancellation. The producer, the one who has found the goal, will say abort and everything will abort. And finish abort is to group tasks searching for the same goal. You can group the task depending on what goal you are searching inside one finish abort. And how do we handle it? We handle it by using existing mechanisms in the JVM. We basically use try-catch work stealing, try-catch blocks, and yield point mechanism. So yield point are program points where it's safe to run GC, garbage collection, or ahead of time, on stack replacement, all the JIT work, right? So that those things you can do at those program points. And those program points are generated automatically by the compiler on the method prologue and on the loop back edges. So there is a bit actually for per thread. And every time the method prologue and the loop back edges are executed, it simply checks whether the bit has been set. If it is set, the thread simply yields, it stops, and it allows the other thread to do something else. And we also employ thread stack walk to identify the cancelable task. So the implementation is based on try-catch work stealing. I'll not go in the implementation of try-catch work stealing. So whatever I'm showing here is only with respect to featherlight implementation. So since it is based on try-catch work stealing, we support serial elision. There is no explicit requirement for task granularity control. So now we simply have to mark instead of finish as finish abort. Finish was a general finish, but finish abort is a special kind of abort, finish which allows to group the task. The tasks which are going to search for the same goal. So here we are searching for one goal. So we have one finish abort which groups all those tasks. And as soon as the task is found, simply you have to call another keyword called abort. So you see we support serial elision here. There is no distinct difference between these two implementation except those two new keywords. And we also don't have to do any task cancellation checks as we were doing earlier. So we are having an easy implementation right now in terms of productivity. And how it's implemented? So first we'll see the abort implementation. The first thing, so it will be called by one thread, or maybe more than one thread, but any one thread should allow the abort, because if one other thread has already started the abort thing, so you need not reproduce the same thing. So if someone has already initiated a port, simply return. We disable the global work stealing so that it doesn't create any deadlock, because the work stealing runtime which we are using also uses yield point mechanism, and Featherlight also uses yield point mechanism for aborting. So we disable, we pause basically the global work stealing. Now we treat the producer who is creating, who is doing the abort, will iterate over all the work stealing thread one by one, and for each thread, it will ask that thread to stop inside yield point. So if this was the initial execution stack, the thread stack for two thread which we have currently in the runtime. So the one on the right hand side is the producer. So it will force the other thread to stop in the yield point. It will stop, and then what we do, the producer will try to recurse on each of the, do a stack walk of each of the stack frame to find whether this this thread is currently working on an async which has been registered on the same finish abort as mine. So it will start traversing all the stack frames. It will find yes, there it also has the same finish abort scope as mine. So then it will mark a Boolean variable called abort as true in this thread. And then it will allow the thread T to resume from the yield point. It will unlock it. So now this thread will, what it will do, it will simply awake. And the first thing it will do, it will check if my abort bit has been set as true. Yes, it is. So in that case, it will throw an exception called consumer aborting. So that would lead towards the implementation for finish abort. So the finish abort is using a try-catch exception handling block. So when this consumer threw that exception, it will simply get erase all the frames which was there on the stack frame, and it will come to that catch block, and it will notify the producer that I have aborted. The producer is also going to throw an exception, and how it is going to do that? Right now the producer was checking on each of the threads one by one. It has checked and the thread has been allowed to pursue. Once that check has been done, it will throw a new exception, which is called producer aborting, which you have another, which, for which we have another catch block. And then the control will come over here for the producer. And the producer will first wait until all the relevant workers, that is the participants registered on the same finish abort, terminates. So right now we have just one participant in this application. So which has already notified the consumer, sorry, which has already notified the producer that I have aborted. Right now it is inside the consumer aborting exception block. So the producer is now going to enable the work stealing, which was paused. And after that, it will continue the execution from here after the catch block. However, the consumer will not continue the execution from here. They will become a thief and start looking for new task to steal and compute. So coming on to the experimental evaluation, so this is our experiment. This is our experimental methodology. We used goal-based exploration techniques, different algorithms. So we used total 7 benchmarks. So 6 are microkernels, UTS, linear search. Linear search is finding for some n number of elements in 1D array. N queens already explained. Short long path is finding shortest and the longest path between from the root node to some node given in the graph. And Sudoku, you're well aware, and traveling salesman also I explained in the first slide. And the real world benchmark is a Dacapo LU search fix benchmark, which we have used and modified to make it an exploratory search kind of algorithm. So that's a small bit of modification which we have done. Hardware platform, 20 core system, two Intel Xeon sockets, two Intel Xeon processors, 2650. And software platform is Jaix RVM. And our runtime and benchmark, everything is available online. So let's first check the productivity analysis. So here we are measuring the lines of code for manual abort, that is the try-catch work stealing implementation with the manual task cancellation checks. So this is the diff between the manual abort and the sequential implementation. So a little bit of changes here. With Java fork join, lot more changes to the code. But for Featherlight, no changes because it supports serial elision. The other productivity analysis, that is to see how much time it takes to actually implement the system, to implement this algorithm. So it was like 41 students, we involved 41 students, and we gave those students to write the Featherlight implementation and then write this FolkJoin implementation, and we noted down the time taken for them to implement those two parallel versions. So the mean, if you see here, so I have subjects mentioned here, that is how many participants were there for each of these benchmark. So the mean on an average, it was like 51 minutes to implement the FolkJoin implementation by the students. And so I don't have the result for linear search and the Kapo benchmark. We excluded that. Why? Because we first gave the student this linear search implementation, both in Featherlight and FolkJoin, so that they know how to write the program. So that was the reference code given to them. And the Kapo was quite cumbersome to set up, so we avoided these two things. And for Featherlight, the average, it was like 10 minutes max. So not max, the average of 10 minutes it took to implement from the sequential version to the parallel version. So we are good in terms of actual implementation also. It's quite fast to use. Performance analysis. So here I'm doing this performance analysis using 20 thread. So I first ran the sequential Java implementation, the one without any parallelism, and then three implementations. The Featherlight implementation, sorry I missed, so the red one is FolkJoin implementation, blue one is manual abort, and the green one is Featherlight, and it's the speed up on that. So you see, we are not hurting the performance with respect to the manual abort, but we are very good, we are getting very good speed up compared to the FolkJoin. Only exception is the Sudoku, because here we found that Sudoku, it's very sensitive to any addition of parallelism, that any more threads you add, we are getting a superlinear speed up, which is quite possible in exploratory search. And stopping the thread inside yield point and doing a stack walk was introducing little bit of overhead, because of which here we lose 10% as compared to the manual abort. So finally, to summarize, speculative task parallelism is used for canceling the task which you do in the which you respond for exploratory search, and you have to cancel the task when the goal has been found, and this becomes the motivation for this work, because it reduces the productivity if you have to do it manually. So Featherlight performs this task cancellation automatically by introducing two new keywords: finish abort, which groups the task searching for the same goal, and abort is basically calling the abort of all the task which has registered on the finish abort. So finish abort uses try catch block, and for implementing abort we use existing mechanisms in the runtime, namely yield point mechanism and stack walk to identify the cancelable task. Thank you.